I would like to mention, we had learned yesterday in the Beraisa said, Ein maschilin ba'oitzar tchile, avol oise ba'ishvil kidei sheyikones v'yeitzei. But a person is permitted to make a shvil. Ein maschilin ba'oitzar tchile, so this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tvue in the oitzar is mukze. Avol oise ba'ishvil kidei sheyikones v'yeitzei. So the Gemara asked, Oise boi shvil, wa amret ei maschilin. Hochi koma, Oise boi shvil beraglov bichnisosoi ubitziosoi. There's a machloikis, the Mishneh Berurah and the Chazainish. If a person is permitted to be metaltal mukze begufoi, if a person is permitted to push mukze with his feet, the Mishneh Berurah is Mater and Simen Shin Ches, and the Chazainish Asels and Simen Mem Zayin Sivkot Yud Gimel. And the Chazainish brings a raya from our Gemara. The Chazainish says one is not permitted to be metaltal mukze begufay letzayrech hamukze. The Chazainish brings a raya from our Gemara because the Gemara says, Oise b'yishvil b'raglo b'knisosei b'tziyosei. In Rashi says, Mefane b'raglo l'kan l'kan derech halichosei d'loi havi tiltu. So the Chazainish says, Mashme davke b'knise v'yitziye derech hiluchai. He's only permitted to walk in and walk out derech hiluchai. Avoloi behedye. He's not allowed to push it away with his feet. So the Chazanish brings a raya from our Gemara that tiltal beraglov is mutter. It is very interesting. In Chidushe Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Kiveger brings down this heter, and Rabbi Kiveger says, "Bederech agav, it is mutter, e mishum de tiltul begufoi loishme tiltul, e mitam dava kelaache yad le tzorech dover hamutter." So it seems the Rabbi Kiveger, both of these svores, tiltul begufoi loishme tiltul, that is like the svore of the Mishneh Berurah, imitam dava kelaache yad le tzorech dover hamutter. That means he wants to be mahala. In kelach yad, the mukze becomes mistaltel. But al koponim, our gemara is a meiridik mekayer to this shayla. Zog the gemara weiter. Boi minei Rav Nechumi bar Zecharye mei Abaye. Shir tvue Svura Bekame. What is the shear of Tvue Tzvura? So the Ramban in Melchames learned that the Shaila was that the Mishnah was speaking about when one, the Tvue was in Kupais. So Mefanim Arbe V'chomeish Kupais Shal Tevin V'shal Tvue Mipnei Ha'irchim. He asked about Shaila, what is, how much is one permitted to take out if the tvue is tzvura? The tvue is eingesammelt, and he has to first put it into kupois. So, what is a lesser? So Rashi says, chatzi kur hu tesvov soin. So the Ramban says that it comes out that this is the same shear of Dalit V'chomesh Kupes. Tosfos brought down from the Yerushalmi that one kupe is the size of three soin. So Memele, so it comes out, five kupes is a lesser. So the Gemara is telling us it is the same shear, even though it involves putting the tvua into the kupes. So it is a greater tirche, this is also permissible. Iboyi lohu. Hani arba v'chomeish kupais tekoma. That's what it says in the Mishnah, that one is permitted to be mefane 4 or 5 kupais. Is ba'arba v'chomeish kupais in tfeiloi, that the shir is that one can only take out 4 or 5 kupais. Alme lemu'uti behilucha odit. Akert, you can take 5 trips to take out 5 kupas. Hoidilme lemu'utei masu yodit. Or perhaps it is preferable to take out, make more trips. It shouldn't be so heavy. That is the shayla of the Gemara. Agavuche, we should have a tzio, the weight of one kupe. So Taisva says a kupe was the size of 3 saw. A saw is 144 bayim. So you have a egg box that holds 12 dozen eggs, so that's 1 saw. So 1 kupe was the weight of 3 egg boxes with 36 dozen eggs. So the Gemara clears a shayla. So what is pshat? Is pshat is hastis that one is only permitted to take out 4 or 5 kupits to be memayit behiluch. She shouldn't have to go in, even though it's heavy, but vakelt, it's over and done with. Oidume lemu'ute masoy odif. Perhaps it's preferable to take out more lemu'ute masoy. Toshma. The Tani Chode Mefanin Afilo Arbe V'Chomeish Kupois Shelkade Shemen V'Shelkade Yayin V'Tanya Idoch Be'Eser U'Bechomeish Esrei. So we have 2 Bereises. One Bereise says that one takes out 5 Kupis of Kade Shemen. The other Bereise says 10 or 15. My love, bahok emivlegi, the mouse of our mi uta be lucha odif. That it is preferable to be mamayib behiluch, so therefore you only take out 4 or 5 kupis. Umar sover mi uti be masa yodif. It is preferable to, it shouldn't carry such heavy masois of a count, so that's 10 or 15. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Lemiute behilucha odif, va'avol gav da'afushim masui." Even though you are carrying a heavy masui, oidilme miut masui odif. Bimbo lefanois bekelim tanim kishir hekupes muta. L'Rav Chizde kaboylo da omar hey davke. Hey, so we had a machlokes Rav Chizde and Shmuel. What is pshat in the Mishnah Dalet Vehei? So according to Rav Chizde, Hei is a shir. That is the maximum one is permitted to be mefane. So if there's a shir, we can clear what is pshat in the shir. Is it pshat hastes that Tavki should take out 5 kupis? We shouldn't take out, or he should take out a fill of 5 kupis if he takes out, or the amount of 5 kupas, if he takes out in smaller shurim, about the gewissit is preferable. But according to Shmuel holds a filatuve, so the number of the Mishnah is not telling us halachas. The number is another oifen of telling us whatever is necessary. The arba, v'chomesh, a filatuve. So he's not telling us any halachas with the numbers. It's a way of speaking whatever is necessary. So we can't be medayik anything from the number. But according to Rav Chizde, we can be medayik. Be yud ubetesvov, kasalke daitach akupeis koi, loimer shemefane bekupeis ktanois v'yarbe behiluch. So one bereise says, you're mefane with 4 or 5 kupis, the other bereise says 10 or 15. So the Gemara loy, the kul alme miyute bilucha odif. everyone holds miyuta behiluchode. Umi sovres be'eser ubechomesh esra yakupis koi akavim koi. This Baraisa is speaking about kadim shel yayin v'kadim shel shemen. That's what it says. Afilu mafan mefla arba v'chomesh kupis shel kade yayin v'kade shemen. We are speaking about kadim. So we're speaking about the amount of kadim that one puts into the kupa. V'loi kashe hode mishtakel chad chad bekupa. The first Baraisa is speaking about that there's a large kad, and one kad fits into one kupa. And vohode mishtakli trei trei, vohode mishtakli tlosa tlosa ube dekuri da harpanya. The second Barais is speaking about that he is putting in smaller kadim. So, that is what, that, so what is, let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Akadim koi, v'loi pligi. Vohi kama, b'yud b'tezvov, yifne b'oison hei kupois. He's telling us that the small kadim, you should also take out hei kupois. So what is the chiddush? What is the chiddush of the second baraisa? If l'maisa, l'mutei behilach odiv, so what is he telling us? One should take out the smaller kadim, you take out hashtayre, the smaller kadim, you take two in a kupa, three in a kupa. What is the chiddush? So the chiddush of wants to say, the chiddush is as follows. Because if you have three kadim and one kupa, it's a tirche yiseire. Because you have to be very careful that the kadim shouldn't bang one next to the other, else everything will break. So memele, so that's the chiddush, that afilu, there are small kadim. And not only is it the weight of three, of a five kupis, but he has to be careful how he carries it. Afal piken, you should take it out, dafke three kadim in a kupa, in order to be mamayit pehiluch. Akadin koiv le pligi bach kama, v'yud v'tazvav yifne bo'ison hei kupes. Ode mishtakli, chode chode be kupes. Ach, the sanye dalet vehei, le nochis le minyone de kadim. It didn't speak about how many kadim you're putting in. Hayri be kadim gedoyla. It's speaking about you have large kadim. The mishtakli, chode be kupes. You take out one big card and one kupa. Vahach, the tone of yud v'tezvov, ayri bekadim beininim, a bekadim ktanim. Eser, kidim ishtakli, trei trei bekupa. Tezvov, kidim ishtakli, tlosa tlosa bekupa diktan. Ki dekuri de harpanye, bekadim shal harpanye, which are very small. Zok toisvis, shal kadei shemen v'shal kadei yayin. Ohodes nan beperik hamevi, kadi yayin lo yeviyem besal ubekupe. The Gemara says in Beye that one should not bring kadi yayin in a kupe. That's too, it's an uvda dechel. And here it says we bring it bekupe. So Taisa's answer is, Hainu mimokim rochik, temerzi ki uvda dechel. Aval hoche bebeisoi, it's not merze ke uvde dechoil. The Taisus HaRosh asks the Kasha, we have a klal kol mokim she'osru chachom ibnei maris ayin afilo bachadri chadorim is also. So he answers, bebeisoi loy merze ke uvde dechoil. It's not, there's no merze. As if it's an amok, he's carrying it a long distance. So that amhoge, shlepa kupe, for a long way, this is an uvda dechil. Bebeisai, that's with just emptying the room, the oitzer, so there's no merzing ganzen. Therefore, there's muta. The kuli alme le mu'utei behiluche odif. So Taisva says, le motzi le meima le mu'utei bemasai odif. Maybe if I care, that everyone holds that is preferable le mu'utei bemasai. Dahi diktoni dalet vehe kupis, leimotzi sover hochi, imkein havle le misnei beeser vetesvo, kishir he kupis. Taisus asks Akasha, that how did the Gemara know to say that everyone holds the mute b'masoi efshe fakert? Efshe everyone holds the mute b'hiloch. So what is Taisus' answer? So Taisus' answer is dim kein havalei lemisnei be'eser v'tesvav kishir heikupis. Why did he say bedalad vehei? Is a raya lemute behilochodim. So the problem is, in the Mishnah it says dalad vehei, vafal pike in the Gemara had a shayla. Could be alba v'chomesh kupes, and it still means lemute b'masa yodit. So what did they see more from this paraisa than the Mishnah? The Masha asks the Kasha, what's more, the Rishashim explains a little better than the Masha. The Rishash wants to say, "Beulei the dia kashasu mimad the shoni abraisa lishne the masnisen mitaven otvur." The Mishnah says one takes out four or five kupis of teven otvur. Le kadim. So why did the Baraisa speak about kadim? Lashmiinon the after hayayin vashem heimer kvar bekadim v'yuchel afnoisam kemoyshe heim.
He says, but you don't need Taisus. Perhaps this is Pshat and Taisus also.
So the Rishash like says, it's a gewaldic Pshat. He says, the Reish is speaking about, you have no other way of taking out the Tzvu. The Tzvu is in the Kupis. So it says you take out four or five Kupis. But here it doesn't say that, but it's not Muchach that more wouldn't be preferable. One is permitted to take out, this is the maximum weight that one can take out four or five kupas. You take out more tovei lechem broche. But here it says there are kadim, so it would seem fakel, so why do you take the kadim in the kupas? So weiss doch ois that fakel, you're not allowed to take the kadim out bazunda. You have to stick the kadim in the kupas.
The
person shechted a behemah in a field, so it says he should not bring back the whole behemah. It's too heavy. He brings back shtiklach. Afal gav de mafish beiluche. So Taisim says, Hosam shayna di ketircha yoysel midai lavia shleimu. There it's very heavy. But here, the weight of Dalo the Heikupis is Nishkefelach, so it's Kedai to get it over with quickly and to be Mamayit Behiloch. Inami, Mishum de Merze, Kemaylicha Limker Bishuk. Maybe a different time, that it's, we hear everybody this Kzeire, if a person comes back with a whole Behemoth, so it's a picture that he seems he wants to go and sell the Behemoth. Vodam Rinem Berei Shoyol, Heichi Levet, the Gemara wanted to say that one should be Mishane, the Oifen of Milui Mayim in Yontif. It shouldn't look so childik. You should do it different in Yontif. So the Gemara says, Heichi Levet, what should you do? The Malye Bechatz V'Rabe, a person who the Steiger is, he fills up with a large Keli, the Malye Bechatz V'Zute. So Yontif, you should go and fill up with a small Keli. So the Gemara says, that's no eitzik. Kamafshe behiluche. So you'll have to, so you marbe behiluch. The malye bechatz bezute, timoli bechatz verabe, kamashve bemasui. So kaponim, you see the zicha asvore of mafshe behiluch. So memela, so how could, if the Mishnah says four or five, so how could one say that repeating the process more should be mutter. it's mavshe b'hilach, and we see from the Gemara that's a svar b'shuta that mavshe b'hilach is also. So Taisus says there it's speaking about something else. Osam kimin shenogu l'malei samayim b'chatz v'rabi b'chatz v'zute koshelem l'shanes mikamoy shenogu. There we're speaking about to be mishana the minig. So there, however you'll be mishana the minig, there's difficulties. Either malbe behilach or malbe b'masik. But here there's no minig. Here there's a shir. How much one is permitted to be mefaneh? So memela here one can clear. So perhaps that what the Mishnah says, dalad vehei, is that is permissible. But if a person will do it in more trips, perhaps it's better. Zok the Gemara vayta, iboyelu hani arba vechomesh tekoma. This shiur in the Mishnah that one is permitted to be mefane 4 or 5 kupis. Af al gav de islay oichim tuve. Does this mean it doesn't matter? The Mishnah says one is permitted mipnei ha'oichim. His pshat is that is the maximum one is permitted to be mefane. Haidume hakel lefi ha'oichim. That no, it matters this that the Mishnah. If there's more oichim, so then if there's more oichim, then he's permitted to take out more. V'im timtza loyma hakel lefi ha'oichim, that hakel lefi ha'oichim, chad gavre, that is, if there's more oichim, one can take out more. As 4 to 5 would be for one oichim. There's more than that, one is permitted to take out more kupis. Chad gavre mefani lekulu. Can one person nem zechunter into empty out the whole oitzer? Oidume gavra vegavre mefani lenavshe. No, that's sicher a big tirche. That one person should be mefani the whole oitzer. No, each person is mefani lenavshe. Toshma, the omar rabbe omar rabchiye. Pamachas olach Rabbi lemokim echot, v'ra mokim dochuk l'talmidim. He saw that the mokim was dochuk l'talmidim. V'yotzol esode, so he decided that the shiur is going to be not in the mokim, not in the bayis. The shiur is going to be outdoors. V'yotzol esode, umotz esode malei oimre. V'im Rabbi kol asode kula. Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Shiye Pamachas Olach Abchiyel Amokim Echad V'ra Amokim Dochek L'Talmidim V'yotza L'sod Emotza Sod Amalei Aymrim V'imer Rabchiyel Kol Asod Ekul Shema Mino. So we see that they were Ma'ame Kol Asod Ekul. So we see that the Zicher Heter of more than 4 or 5 Kupes Shema Mino HaKol Afi Ha'Ech. V'adayin tiboy loch. The second child is still prevalent. Chad gad v'mefani lelekula. Is one person permitted to be mefani the whole mokim? Oidul mekol gavre v'gavre mefani lenavshe. Each person is mefani for himself. Toshma v'ima rebi. The Baraisa says, v'ima rebi kol hasode kula. So you see, one person is permitted to be mefani the whole sod. What do you think? You're taking this literally, that Rebbe himself did it? He told that they should be ma'amarit. Zot Rashi. It's according to Rav Chisda, there is a shear. So is the shear, is this a fixed shear, doesn't matter on the amount of oichim, or it depends. Dochuk l'talmidim, shein mokim l'talmidim l'hoishik. V'imeir pono esa oimrim, v'kalmulis havoi, poches midalad amis. Now this is a gewaldic chiddush. That's when it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem Tes, we paskin that one is not permitted to be metal to pochus midal damas atulun a karmelis. It seems that Pesadas want to say this was a shvus to shvus, but mokim mitzvah, but mokim talmud teire, they were matter. Toshma ve'ima rebi, alme chad gavre paninu. That's my others say, what's with ma'amer? They didn't put it all together. They put it in different places. They just emptied out the soda. Rav ben Avshe yimer b'tmiye v'chi ulchei denosi b'hochi. Could anosi be ma'amer? Let us see Taisvis one second. L'tamech Rebbe ben Avshe yimer peirish kol ha'sode kula. Rebbe did the whole field. So the Goyin in the Sam Sefer says is a machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi learns pshat in the kasha that Rebbe would not be ma'amer anything because it's like he was a nasi. So it's nasi he wouldn't do it. So afilu for himself he also wasn't ma'amer. So we see from Rashi that even the halacha is that kol echad ma'amer l'nafshei, but a shliach is also sufficient. That's what they bring a raya from Rashi. That means someone al kaponim can do for me. And according to Taisves, Taisves learns from the Gemara's kasha, v'letaimech Rebbe b'nafshe imer kol asode kule. So Taisves holds his dalad v'hei kupis, he was ma'ama. Shliches doesn't help. They were only matter that each person should be ma'ama dalad v'hei kupis for himself. But the Gemara means you cannot say that he was ma'ama for the whole Olam because it was a big sada. Let us see Taisus, the previous Taisus. Af al gav de islay oichin tuve, eidim hakel lefi ha'oichin. That was the Gemara Shaila. Mikan yesh loichiyach, tohod isnan b'masnisen, Dalet v'hei kupitz. Havi afilu bishvil odom echad. It's for one person. For one person, one can be mefaned dalet v'hei kupitz. V'yave nami lefi ha'ichin, if we will say that it is lefi ha'ichin, amay noka dalet v'hei, if lemaise the shir is lefi ha'ichin, so there's no shir, there's no standard shir. It matters how many people come. So why does it say, dalet v'hei? It's al kaponim, that is the minimum shir. For one person, it's dalet v'hei. Abavayst oisman toisvis, according to the other mandayoma, that you learn, afal gav de islay oichin tuve. It is no raya. The Masha explains this taste. Let us see the Masha for 1 minute. The Masnisin Gufa Leka Leichuchi Midi. The Masha says from the Mishnah alone there's no raya. The Eime Vadai Ba'odam Echot Havi Lefi ha'oichin adalad vehei kupis. V'noket dalad vehei kupis mishum de ba'oichin tuve de tzriche tvei mi dalad vehei ein metan. Tvei mi dalad vehei. So the Basha seems to say, if you would learn that this is the maximum shir, so it's not muchach that for one person one can be metan adalad vehei kupis. He says, you're just telling us the maximum one can be mefan is al veikupis. But for a yochid could be less. But if you learn, so Taisus is bringing a raya, but if you learn that akir lefi ha'ichim, so then there's a blank shir. It matters how many ha'ichim there are. So what is pshat in the number of dalet vei? So akoch dalet vei is a filo for a yochid. Va'oit, now Taisi brings a second raya, according to the other Losh. Mi d'loi misaf kelei. Ichad mefani kulu. Oy kol chad l'napshei, elabim timtzaloi mahakei lefi ha'ichin. There the Gemara clears a shaila, if one can do more, mashma oim omar, af al gav, if you hold af al gav, the islay erchem tuve, if you hold af al gav, the israimalay erchem tuve, lekel is tapuke. Then there's no suffix. He says the whole suffix is, if there's no shir, nakel of yoichim, so now we can clear, does each one have to do it, or can one person do it for all of them? But vaistois, according to the first tzad, that we hold that there is a maximum shir of dalad vaikupis, there's no suffix whatsoever. The amrin the dalad vaikupis havel of yoichim, that the whole shir of dalad vaikupis is only if there's a lot of yoichim. But for one person, it's not permissible to be mefana dalad vehei kupis. Akat ikal esvuki. So let's say for one person, you're mefana one kupis. For more than one person, then you're mefana till dalad kupis. So we can clear a shay levaita. Can one be mefana dalad? Or do you need more people to be mefana dalad? Akat ikal esvuki. Chad gavra mefana lekula, yakol chad mefana lenavshe. Elamash medibshita, the dalad vehei. Ain on the fiha oichim ala fila tzeicha oda mechad. I feel according to that, man di yomar, one person and many people, the shir is dalad vehei. So meila for one person, the shir is dalad vehei. So fashtay tzeich that one person can be mefane. So therefore the gemara clear the shayla only according to the other man di yomar. That hakel of fiha oichim. So then we can clear the shayla. The Mishnah says that it is permissible to be mefane mipnei ha'eichin and mipnei bitl beis ha'medrash. Zog the Gemara. Mipnei ha'eichin, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, gedoyla hachnosas eichim kashkomas beis ha'medrash. Diktoni mipnei ha'eichin and mipnei bitl beis ha'medrash. Rashi says, Kashkomas beis ha-medrash, Yidishovi luhu b'masnisen ki adodi. So they say, maybe because of the Loshen, it says twice, Mipnei ha-eichin, or Mipnei bitl beis ha-medrash. He puts a Mipnei on each one, so why story is that they're equivalent? V'ravdimi minerdo yomar, Yoyser mehashkomas beis ha-medrash. That it is more choshev achnosas oichim than ashkomas beis hamedrash. Tiktoni mipnei ha'oichim v'hodom ne'bitl beis hamedrash. So Rashi says me'ashkomas beis hamedrash the tana didon agdemo bereishe. It seems he learned the tzapchine of loizu avzu. Nishna of Abitl Beis HaMedrash is it permissible? But it's also permissible Afilu for Nitzav Achnasas Eichem is it permissible Afilu for Abitl Beis HaMedrash, which is not so great, it's also permissible. Va'omar Rabbi Yehuda Marab Gedoyla Achnasas Eichem Me'akpolos Bnei Shechina. Tafsiv Vayomer Hashem imno matzo sichem beinecho al no saver. Amar Rabbi Elazar boi ra'ei sheloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas boso v'dom. Midas boso v'dom ein katan yocholoi melegodol hamtein ad she'ovei etzlecho. Midas boso v'dom sakotan does not tell a godol wait. Ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ksi vayomer Hashem imno matzo sichem Chayin beinecha, al no sabe. The Ben Yoyodo wants to say, what's the Lashon boyurei? So he says, if you'd learn this part, Tatera is nidrish pardis. If you learn Poshib Shat, so Adonai is going on the Godel Sheboichim. So he says, boy, leave the Poshet of Pshat and go into the Oifen Adrush. Then you'll see that Shaloi Kemides HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mides Bas Ovedo. Al no saver ve nichoi vaholach le kabaloich. Dachsi vayayim odasi taisvis, dachsi vayayim er Hashem im no matzosi chayim, kasove kamando omar bishvuis, tahay Hashem kodesh. Smells going on the Rabbi Nishlam, di kamando omar hosam shuhu chayil, shamalochim oyim edaba, shoyim azminam. Smelly holds it is kodesh. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yechanin, Shisha Dvorim, Adam Oichel Pereiseim, Bailom Azeh, Vakern Kayemis Loi Loi Lom Abo. Ve'elo Hein, Achnosas Oichim, Uviko Choylim, Ve'i und Fille, Vashkomas Beis HaMidrash, Ve'megadol Bonav L'Talmud Teure, Ve'adonas Chaveiroi L'Chavschus. So the Gemara Eini, we have a different number. But nan, eilu devorim she'odam oisa oisam v'oichel pereseim v'oilam azeh, v'akeren kayemes loy loylam abo, v'eilu hen kibud ove'eim, u'gmilus chasodim, v'avoy shon benodam l'chaveiroi, v'talmud teire keneged kulam, hani ein, midi achin iloy. Before we turn the page, let us see Rashi and Tosfos already on the side. Ve'iyon tfile lechavein betfilose. Oichel mipeirei seyem bo'ilo mazeh. Is bepeirei kamed ekdushin meforish. Tahainu im hoiso shkulo machras. Vizchar mitzveh de marshoz geiris bahai al meike. That there's a stire from this Mishnah to the Mishnah in Kedushin. Mishnah in Kedushin says that one mitzvah, one is zoiche. If a person oisa mitzvah achas, he zoiche teschah boilam hazeh, noilam habo. And here it says only these mitzvahs, eilu dvorim. So the Gemara says like this, that the Mishnah in Kedushin is speaking about that he was, that he had machz zochis and machz avoinis. So this was one more Roiv Zachias. So then one has this bonus. Oichel peresayim be'olam hazeh v'akeren kayemes lo le'olam habo. But by these mitzvahs, afilu im hoisa shkula, that means he was 50-50. And in the chelek haschusim, one of these chusim were kibud oveim ogmilus chasodim. So memele, so it's machia ki ilu he has roiv mitzvahs, and in the schus of that mitzvah, zoiche lechel pereseim boilam hazeh, and it's going according to mandiyoma, that's chal mitzvah bahayal meike, so then you can be oichel pereseim boilam hazeh. If you hold chal mitzvah bahayal meleke, you can't even be oichel pereseim boilam hazeh. That's what's mavu on the sugya. So the Gemara asked Akasha. He says, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Shisha Dvorim Adam Oichel Peresayim Boilam Hazeh. And we learned Eilu Dvorim. So the Gemara says, Hani Nami Bahani Shaykh. Hachi Garsinin, Hani Nami Bahani Shaykh. Hachnosis Oichim Obikol Choylem. Hainu Gemilus Chasodim. Ve'i und Tvile heino bechlal gemilus chasodim. Versiv, samoyre de kerashi, versiv goymel nafshoi ish chosed. So then on the side it says pshat, ve'nefesh heino Tvile. Versiv gabichano ve'eshpoich es nafshi lifnei Hashem. That's also gemilus chasodim. I don't know klar if it's Abchaim Voloshner and Nefesh Achaim is Mavair, the Tikkunim Gedoilim that are accomplished through the in all the Olamis that through Tfilah. I don't know if that's the Goymo Navsha Yish Chosed, that's the Gemilas Chasodim to the Olamis, or it means themselves Gemilas Chasodim. It's very unclear. Hashkomas beis hamidrash v'gidl bonum l'talmud teire, ayin l'talmud teire. Don es chaveiroi l'chav schus, b'chlal havo ha-sholem. V'mitoich shumachiyei l'schus, Ba'amal loichot ali bezayt onesoy. Oy letoyven iskav. So a male of a person has such an outlook on the actions of his chava, yeh shalom b'neim. Rabbi Yechanan lefosh loch osa de bechlal gimel de mas nisen is nayu la'anach bot. These also fall into these gimel. Aber wie kenami lekibedo ve'aim? Rabbi Yechanan lepoligalei. Rabbi Yechanan just wants to include the intfile and the other nyonim of gemilas chasode, machnasos eichem, a bikocheilum that falls into gemilas chasode. Tana rabon, hadon chaveiroi lekav schus, don in oisoi leschus. So min ha-shamayim, der don him leschus. It seems that this is a bonus that one gets that in his inyon, midah keneged midah. The Chiddush Ovid wants to say, like this, there's in Shemayim, there's a midah donim es ha-maise lefi ha-nire la-ayim. Even though there was nothing wrong with the maise, but lefi ha-nire la-ayim, it looks wrong, so there's also mishpatei Hashem on that. But if he looks at a maise differently, some emele, some in Hashemayim, they also look at it differently. Donim oisoy leschus. Or the bechlalav shesvaninyin that donim oisoy leschus. Umayse ba'odam echod sheyorad migolil ha'elyoin v'niska eitzel ba'alabayis echod v'dol. This odam echod is brought down, this was Rabbi Kiva. And the odam and the Balabayis was Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanes. And this was Rabbi Kiva when he was in Amalek. So this Adam Echad is the Niska is a Balabayis Echad B'dorim Sholei Shana. Erev Yom HaKippurim Om Aloi Ten Li Scholi Ve'elech Ve'ezayin Es Ishti Yobona. Amaloi engli mois. I don't have any money to pay you. Meiker adin, socher should be paid with money, not with schayre. He was mevata. Amaloi tenli peiris. No, I'll accept peiris. Amaloi engli. Tenli kalke, engli. Tenli beheme, engli. Tenli karin vikastes, engli. No, engli. Hivshel kelov lachayra. He had to walk home, didn't have money, the Ben Yoyodah says, to be Seicher HaChamoyer. L'achar HaRegel, Notel Balabai Yischorei B'Yodoi, the Imoi, that means it was a good Matbeis, that Yaitse Be'etzo, the whole Schar was golden in Matbeis, Schorei B'Yodoi, that he could carry B'Yodoi, the Imoi Masri Gimel HaMoyer. Echad shemachol ve'echad shal mishta ve'echad shal minei begodim. V'holach loy lebeisai. Acher sha'och loy b'shosai nosan loy schori. Amaloi b'shah shamalto li ten li schori v'amalti ein li mois b'mech ha'shetan. The Ben Yehuda says, why did he ask him the shayla after they drank? He says, because he wanted to make sure they telling him the truth. It's nichnis yayim v'yetzei soy. Some male like this before, he'll be careful what he's saying. He made sure good getrunken, and then he asked him the shayla. Ba'amach ha-shatoni. Amarti, shema pakematye bezoil nizdam nolo. I thought, maybe you got a bargain. That we don't have any money. You invested everything the pakematye bezoil. Ve'lokachtobe, and with all your money you invested it. The Svasemis says, what is this Indian of Parkemakia Bezoil? My Dafke Bezoil, and a Dafke Bargain, Chiyov of Biyoimai Tite in Schoroi, and Baltolin is Chal Beshas, the Gmar Meloche, and the Tviya, the Shas Tviya, but Zicha Lechat Chila, he should Zicha put away money before. But if he finds a bargain, so then could be he's not Mechuyev to be Doig Liyoimocha. I mean, if it's a normal schoyres, you have to be, you have a,
you'll have to pay the poil. But it's parkamadje bezoil like this. He says he should lose this metziah. He's not mechuyev to lose a metziah. So memela, I was under the impression that that's where he'll have any money. Ubishah shamalta li ten li behema v'amalti ein li behema b'mechashatoni. Amalti shema muskeres b'yad acherem. Maybe the behema is muska b'yad acherem. So maybe you can't have a behema to give me. It's rented out. Bishar shamalta li ten li karka v'amakiris. It's also a notion of renting out. So maybe you can't give it to me. Ubishar shamalti loch ein li peiris v'mechashatoni. Amalti shema einon usam mafrish meise from them. So the Sfasemis is Ma'ira. Means what kind of Teretz is this? Let him give him the Peretz of Tevel. Chutz mit Meid Ma'ay Ma'ay Titein Tzchorei. So Me'mele says, the Poyul was an Amoretz. And Chazal say, Oso Litein Tvu Ishenu Museres La Amoretz, Shema Lo Yisak Neno. So Me'mele, the Sfasemis is Nespoil. So this was Rabbi Kiva Al Tamoretz. Even though I'm not more at it, it wasn't Moshe. So I understand you very well. But the midas of Rabbi Kiva was. Yeah. So my melech, Ubishar she'amarti l'cha'en, Amarti shema igdish kol nechosov l'shamay. That he was magdish all the nechosov.
So one of the Mephoshim asks, how can the hegdish be mafkiya the shibud? This is speaking about Kedushas Domim. That it's not mafkiyah midei shibut. So he says, because be'emison there was b'nei chayrim tamon from. That means there was sodais tamon from. No, it was muhkeres. He couldn't take it now. But l'mais he could mon from it later. So he can't mon from the hegdish if there's other things to pay with. No, the vow is muhkeres. So you'll wait till the chakiris ends. So that's why he came on from the Kohen Bekastis. Amalei avoyde kachoyei dati kol nichsai v'shvil hukin is b'ni, shloi osak b'teire. So Mela wanted to make sure I shouldn't derive any benefit from my remaining nechosim. Shebosi eitzol chaveirai b'dorim, itivu li kol nedorai. They were matter all the nedorim. Ato kishem shedantani l'schus, amokim yodin oischol l'schus. There's a shayla if you show you lam hegdish, so others say pshat kol nedorai. There was other nedorim also said then. So it was the b'chin of neder shuda mitzosei huta kuloi. That's how kol nedorai. So the meila to the matter the other nedorim, so the matter the neder of hegdish also. Zot Rashi bepachei nefesh bedavei nefesh murkeres shenoisna lachaveroi bekach vekach kurim lishon. Toner rabo. Maise bechosid echod shepoda riva achas bas Yisrael ulamolain ishkiva tachas malgaloisa. When they came to Amolain, so he made sure that ishkiva tachas malgaloisa. The mocher yorad v'toval v'shonu l'tamido. V'oma, and he asked them, v'shosh ishkavtiyo tachas malgaloisa b'mecha shatuni. So they answered him, Amarnu Shemo Yesh Bonu Talmud She'enoi Bodik L'Rebbe. So Memela, so he had to be mashkif by him. We are not Bodik B'enei Rebbe. V'sho She'yarati V'tavalti B'mecha Shatuni. Amarnu Shemo B'nei Teirach HaDerech Iro Keri L'Rebbe. So Memela, that's why you were table yourself. Omar lehem avoide kach hoyo, v'atam kishem shedantuni lekav schus, hamokim yodim eschem lekav schus. So Rashi says, kol heiched amrine maise bechosed echot, oi Rab Yehuda ben Bove, oi Rab Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi. So bekevei gezeichen zu ein dobo nechmod boze bebirchas hazela. The Bichas HaZevach asks the Kashe, he even brought us also Maise B'Chosed Echad, and Rashi was not Megala who this Chosed Echad was.
And it came here to Masechta Shabbos. So here Rashi says who the Chosid Echad was. So the Bichos HaZevach says that Rashi had a kasha. So the Gemara says in Brochis that the Olam is Noyig. I think Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seire that the Mevatel Tvilas Ezra. So Memele, so this at Rashi Gehar Takasha, so why did he table himself? The Mevatel Tvilas Ezra. Kamila Ben Seire, the Balkeri Mutter Bedivrei Teir, and Kein Lamai Hutzrich Litve, or Terem Sheshanu L'Talmidot. That's what Rashi says. This is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloy, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bobin, and the Sugi in Brochus, why stoys they hold that there is a chiyuv tvila before limudat Torah. So that's what Rashi wanted to say. That's the double netma. You see, later the Rishash is Takashe, Takapelu the Kikashe. Let's go a little further. Tanu Rabbon. Pam achas utzrach dover echod l'talmidei chachomim eitzel matronisa achas shekol g'doylei roimim mitzuyin etzlo. Amru mi yeilech. Amalhem Rabbi Yeshua ani yeilech. Holach Rabbi Yeshua v'talmidei. Kivin shigia l'pesach beisa cholat tfilov v'rochik arba amets v'nichnas v'noal hadeles b'fneim. The Gamhalgavit says that this was before they were geyser and yichud of a nochia. So memela, so that's why it was mutter of the yichud. Acher sheyotza yorad v'tovol v'shonu l'talmido. Omar lehem b'shor shechilafti tfilin b'mecha shatuni. Omar nu kesovo rebi lo yichnesu divrei kedushe b'mokim tumi. You didn't want to wear your tfilin in that cheder with this matronisa was. Beshoshena alti bemecha shatuni, amalnu shema dova malchus shesh beinoi lebeino, and therefore you need privacy. Beshoshe yorati vetavalti bemecha shatuni, amalnu shema nitze tzinoira mipia al begodov shal rebbe. So here the Rishash asks, good, a fellow will say that nitze tzinoira means some roik came from out of her mouth, and they gave a din that the goyim have a din like zovim, so the mayonis of a zov is metamit, so it's metamit midarabona. Al begodov shel rebbe, so it was metamit the begodim. Eisarech metamit, he became tamit, but the drishash asked, so why did he table himself? Rashi had a kasha before, if the wee paskin tastes that. That botlu l'tvilas Ezra, and therefore Rashi had to say that the Chosid Echod is or either Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloy or Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bove that they hold is an inyan of tvilas Ezra. He says, well, the whole inyan of tvilas Ezra is davke by Balkari. That's clear that the zovim v'zovim azichem utabalim adat Torah. So the Rishash asks, so why did he table himself? So Staki is tummy why did he table himself? Seems he tabled himself before learning. Acher sheyotze yorad v'toval v'shona l'talmidov. What's that called? So meir de kekashe. Oma lehem avoyde kachoye. V'atem kishem shedantuni l'schus. Hamokim yodim eschem l'schus. Mefanin trume tohira. The Mishnah says that yolata bi mefane trume tohira. Trek the gemore pshite. It's Poshe. So the Gemara says, Leitzriche de Moncho b'yad Yisrael. They're speaking about the Moncho b'yad Yisrael, that the Yisrael can eat it. Ma'u de teime kiven leichoz yilei osa. Kamash melon, kiven de choz yilei koin, shapir dom. Let us see Rashi. Riva Naira. She'enei bodek l'rebi, she'enei makir b'midoisov, nismaych olov, ulanicha etzleinu. So that's why she was by Rebbe. But by batronise nochis, dvar malchus v'tzorich l'alimoy. Zineire reik v'gozor al anochim, she'ukezov m'lachol devrei. Zuk Taisvis, kimen de chosi le koyin shapir dom. Zuk Taisvis, aval gav da ome bishile kire, de bigdei aniyim, la shirim, loy. The bigdei aniyim are not, are mukte for ashirim. They have no use by them. So I bezoi, so what gave me on? That this is chosi le koyin. Aber le meise for the Yisrael, it's not chosi. So me meile, so what is the difference in big day ani? That's Taisvis kashe. And for Taisvis, hoche le kul alme chosi. Here it's roi for everyone. Ele yisure hu de revi ale. But you're not allowed to eat it. Aber hosom loy chosi machmes griusa. But there it's not chosi machmes griusa. So Taisus is very schwer to understand. I mean, what Taisus looked up there, a great salom this thought. That is a tziruf of two inyonim. Inyon number one, it's chosi. Now leisure de revi alei. So, but that alone is garnished. It would still be booked. And that's chosi lekoyim. There, hosam lechosi machmas kriyusa. So the Spasemis says that Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. That by Trume, so since it is chosi, it's a dover choshu, so he puts it away. It's a shot to throw it away because it's a dover choshu. So he's matzniyai bavur koyim. So Mamela, so therefore it has a chshivas by him, it's aimed to remain there. Matloni Yishmatis, he throws them away. Kivin Shane Choshev Baino Vaina Mashgiach al Tsaira Khaoni. So Mamela, so therefore it's muksa by him and it has no value by him. But since that's the lomdus of Taisus, here it's a chosy, lekulam a chosy, it's a dava choshev, though he's not allowed to eat it, so mamele, but still has a chshivis, he'll give it to the koyim. My time, nami lemrinin hosom, time de besom. The Gemara's going to say, by the mai, the boy, not mafkil and nichse. Because, here there's a different lomdus. Here the lomdus is that it's not choshev by him, it throws it away, so it doesn't have any chshivis. Zog de Gemara weiter. Udemai. So Demai is also permitted to be mefane. Fregt de Gemara, Demai ole chosi lei. He's not chosi to eat Demai, so why is he permitted to be metaltu? So the Gemara answers, kiven de boi mafkele le nichsei vave oni ve chosi lei, hashtinami chosi lei. That means it's chazilei, it's possible for himself to eat the mai. It's nan machilam es aniyim the mai, vesach sanoi the mai. Omer Ravune tone beishami oimrim, ein machilam es aniyim the mai, vesach sanoi the mai. Misiluloyme machilam es aniyim the mai, vesach sanoi the mai. Others bring a raya, the Miri brings a raya from this Gemara that one is permitted to be mafkir on Shabbos. Gemara says it's chazilei, the boy mafkir nichse. So by says one is permitted to be mafkir on Shabbos. It's a machlekes harishayim if hefker is permitted on Shabbos. So it's taima lekinyan. Others say hefker is also. The Miri brings a raya from our Gemara that hefker is muta. Zot Rashi. Machila laniim demai, lo yasru aleim. When they asked demai, they did not ask it on the aniim. Bimnei shetzrichem larzer al pesach amoratzer. They're dependent and they go to all doors. So they go to amoratzer also.
So Mamele, if you'll be Noel Dallas with Neani and Taidach Nish. So they said they're permitted to eat the Mai. I look here is the Shas and not Mafrish, but some who al Shareva Mahoretz Mafrish. Achta Noi, Chel Shal Melech Yisrael, Umatiloi al Bnei Ha'ir Lefarnisom. This is also the Yiddish soldiers that Lemaise, since the Mutal Bnei Ha'ir Lefarnisom, so Mamele, they were matter for them to eat. The boy mafkele nichte, havimotze lemeime kedilel. So Taisva says, the Gemal could have said the same teretz like before. Why do you have to say that it's chazilei that he himself could eat it? Push it, it's chaziloni. Just like chazilekain is sufficient, so chaziloni is sufficient. Alakim the mashkech time that felodi dey motzi, chazi oma. He said, the Gemara wants to say noch besser. He don't have to say the lomdis that we said by Trumin. Well, there is also chazit. The perik called Shabbat perik shloisha shachlu itzrach lahai time. There the Gemara taka needs the svara. But here the Gemara threw it in. It's not necessary. The Ramban and the Rashba want to say a teretz that here, Bedavke, the Gemara said the Svara, the boy Mavkir Nichse Vavoni Vechazil. Why? So the Ramban says as follows, that by Trumah, he has to give it to the Kohen, he can't keep it for himself. So Memele, so it's only to be given to the Kohen, so Memele, therefore, it's not Mukze. Avol Dmai, Mamtim Adle Mochel V'yoichloi. But by Dmai, he has no intentions of giving it to Anoni. Why? Zichet mutter to Anoni, but he has no intentions of giving it to Anoni. So he is in some emailer, so the Achilles Oni does not make it Roy L'Achille. The whole union of Vienem's Achille makes it Ois Mukze, is Pshad is because it's Oime to be given to Yenna. Some emailer, So it's not mukta. It has today a shimush. I'm going to give it to Yenna. I'm not going to keep it for myself. Aber by Dmai, I have no intentions to give it away. Zichah Anoni is permitted to take. If I have no intentions to giving it to Anoni, I have intentions to hold it till tomorrow, and I'll eat it myself. So Memele, so now today it has a teres mukta. That's what the Ramban says. So Rabbi Kiveger and Simon Tak Tesvov Sifhei wants to say a gewaldike chiddush. There it says if something is brought chutz l'tchum, so even the person of tzhuva bishviloi that is not permitted to use it, but he's permitted to be metaltal it, because for others are permitted to use it, so memeila he's permitted to be metaltal. It's not muktza by him also. So b'kiveger tain is according to this Ramban in Rashbe, that they said that what Yenna can use it, makes it ois mukta legabi me, that is dafke if I intend to give it to Yenna. So by trume, taka, I have no intentions of keeping it myself, so memele, so therefore Yenna mshimush makes it ois mukta. Masha'in came by dmai, or here we're speaking about by huva michutz l'tchum is brought for him, so Lamaiti has no intentions of giving it to someone else, he has intentions of holding it for himself, using it the next day. So Memele, so that what others can use it, that's not Bekevegas Taine. So Bekevegas Taine is that what others can use it, that does not make it Ois, that doesn't make it Ois Mukze. Look the Gemara weiter. Umaisa Rishin Shenitla Trumosai, that they took Trumas Maisa. Pshita loitzriche sheikdimoi, so it's pasha that's mamish chulim. Loitzriche sheikdimoi b'shibole. That before miruach, they were mafresh maisa. Venitlo, so they were mafresh, the maisa was given to the levi. Venot loy menu trumes maisa. Venot loy menu truma gedoyla. But truma gedoyla was not taken. Chihod amar avabo amarish lokish. Maisa Rishin Shekdima Bishibolim. If Maisa Rishin was taken before Miruach, before the Chiyiv Truma was Chal, Potom Mitruma Gdoila. Shenem avari moise mimenu trumes Hashem maise mina maise. Maise mina maise amarti lecha. Loi trume gedoyle trumes maise mina maise. You don't have to take trume gedoyle. That means if they were mafrish the maise before the chiv trume was chal, so they're not mechuyev to be mafrish trume. Omalei rapopel abaye ihochi afilu higdimoi bekri nami lifte. Afilu higdimoi bekri, that already it was miruach, there was gmar meloche. So there should also be he should be potter to be mafresh truma gdoyle. Omalei olecho makro mikol matnoi seichem torimu truma lashem. That for maise you have to give truma gdoyle. So the Gemara asks, so my rois. So the Gemara says, hai idgon, vahai loy idgon. Zogt Rashi, shenit lo trumosoi, kasal kedaiter, trumes meiser, shalei vinois no lekoi, vacholshkein, trume gedoile, sheyesh al Yisrael lahafrish. Namada gewiss, he says, each one took off the truma. The Yisrael gave the truma gdoile, and the Levi gave trumas maisa. So all the trumas were given. So memela is supposed to abstain that it's not mukze. Shigdima vishibaylam le truma. Yisrael hoye le lahafrish. Shigdima vishibaylam le truma. Yisrael hoye lahafrish truma gdoile tchila. Le maisa he should have been mafrish truma gdoile. Tersiv Meliosra Dimacha Loisayacha Meliosra Eilu Bikurim Mikan Shahamagdim Trumeli Bikurim Loike Vdimacha Zutrume Shigdim Maise Letrume Loike Vahani Milimish Nismareyach Bekri Loike Migdim Maise Letruma Vligdim La Maise Koidim Lutrume Bishibolim Eine Loike Vari Moise Mimeno Belevim Ksiv Gabi Trumes Maise. So here it says that the Levim should be mafrish, maisa min ha-maisa, v'lai tru megdol tru mes maisa min ha-maisa. V'kol matni seichem, nami b'levim ksiv, gabi tru mes maisa. V'kol ma'as kol tru mes Hashem, kol mashme kol tza tru mes sheboi. That the Levi is mechuyiv to be mafrish, afilu tru megdol also. So the Gemara says, how do you know? He says, there's two stirulike psukim. One pasuk says that you have to only give trumas maisa, and one pasuk says you have to give trumas gedoyle also. Hai den is marech idgen, b'chol lo'olav chayves trumas, k'dersiv reish is de goncha. Hilkach, so it's already chal de chiyiv trumas, hilkach kishok lo levi, so memele, since it was already chal de chiyiv trumas, bo'y adur lekoyim trai mimeye sheboy bereishe, hodo echod meyasot.